What are boundaries and why is it important to have boundaries? How I see boundaries is that it's a framework, it's your own rules that you set for your life that you can live by. Boundaries are there to protect you, to protect your energy, to protect your spiritual, mental well-being by saying yes to things that you want and saying no to things that you don't want. On my spiritual and self-development journey, it was a huge thing for me to learn how to say no, to actually learn what are my boundaries, to discover my boundaries, to realize what are the values that I want to live by. And I recommend this for you to do as well, because it's very helpful to be clear on your own values, and then from your values you can create your boundaries. Boundaries are rules that can help you to protect yourself. Boundaries are guidelines that show you and show other people what you tolerate and what you don't tolerate. So let me tell you an example. Boundaries in relationships, in friendships, are very important because when we are in partnership with another people, it's very important to have clear communication and clear boundaries so we respect each other. In relationships, let's say, for example, my boundary is that I don't tolerate yelling or raising voice with each other. So I can communicate this boundary of mine to my partner or to my friends or family, so they know in advance that this is my boundary. And even if they know, they might cross it. They might cross my boundary, either intentionally or non-intentionally or unconsciously or just by accident. It is still my responsibility and my job to keep my own boundary. So if somebody is crossing my boundary, it's my job to say, clearly communicate that this is my boundary and now you are crossing my boundary. So in this situation, either the other person understands your needs, your boundary, and act accordingly, or he or she still continue what they were doing, and with this action they still crossing your boundary. So then it comes to you now that you say that you respect yourself, you respect your own boundary, so you actually remove yourself from the situation. Because this is how you protect your energy. This is how you protect yourself. Because if you let the other person cross your boundary and you don't do nothing, that's when you are lacking your self-respect. And in partnerships, it's extremely important that we share, we clearly communicate with each other what are our boundaries. So we can know for each other what are the limits, what the other person doesn't tolerate, so we can respect the other person and not cross the boundaries. It still may happen sometimes, but at least we know, we communicated, so it's less chance that it's being crossed. And why is it so important to be clear on our own boundaries? It is important because in the long term, it can be extremely harmful for your personality, for your self-esteem, for your self-confidence, for your self-respect, to not being aware of your boundaries and to let them being crossed a lot of times by you or by other people. Because when the boundaries are being crossed, it's actually energetically messing with you. It's causing a harm in your energetic field because you are saying yes to things that you don't want and you are not able to say no to things that you don't want. So you let things happen to you that you don't want, and you actually have the power to say no and to protect yourself, to protect your energy, but you still don't do it, then you are losing self-respect to yourself. And this, in the long run, it's very dangerous, because it lowers your self-esteem, your confidence, and it's taken away from your energy, because your energy is not being protected. You keep letting things happen to you that you don't want. It's taking away from your energy. But when you learn to say no to things that you don't want, you are protecting your energy field. You are protecting yourself. And you are aware when you need to take yourself out of situations that are harming you. And it goes to both directions. It's very important that you understand that your boundaries are there for you, and it's your job, it's your responsibility to respect them. So if other people cross your boundary, let's go back to the instance of raising voice. If other people start raising their voice with you, and you know it is your boundary to not allow this happen to you, that you don't want to tolerate raising voice in your life, when other people are crossing this boundary, it's your job to communicate to them or to remove yourself from the situation. And secondly, you have to also respect your own boundary and not cross it, because if you start raising your voice, you're crossing your own boundary. Therefore, you are disrespecting yourself. And when you disrespect yourself and disrespect your boundary, crossing your boundary, you cannot expect from other people to respect you and to respect your boundary. So that's why it's very important that you are responsible for your own boundary, for your own integrity, to stay in alignment with yourself, to stay true to yourself, to your boundaries, and not cross them, and not allow other people to cross them. And if they cross them, because it may happen, it will happen throughout your life, then you know when to say no, how to say no, or to remove yourself from situations that are actually harming you. Boundaries keep you safe, keep you protected, keep your energy protected. And they give you a guideline, they give you a framework for your life that you can live by. And boundaries can change over time. They can change depending on which situation we are in relationship, in friendship, in partnership with our colleagues or collaborations. We have different boundaries in different situations, but our core values, our main values in our life, dictate our main boundaries. So what I recommend for you to do is to take some time with yourself, sit down and start writing down, start thinking about what are the values that you have, what are the values that you want to live by that are important for you, what are the things that you tolerate in life, what are the things that you don't want to tolerate in life. And it's okay, like, you don't have to tolerate everything, of course. You need to set things that you just don't want in your life. And be very, very clear, very precise, so you can define your boundaries. So when you write down your values, your core values, after you can set your boundaries. I give you a few examples. I don't tolerate other people raising their voice with me. I don't tolerate other people using bad words with me. I don't tolerate when people talk about other people, gossiping and talking bad behind other people. I don't tolerate when somebody is coming to my house and making a mess in my house. I don't tolerate when people go into my personal space, in my journals, in my books, in my notes, and reading my personal thoughts. And it can be many more in many different areas of life. I just wanted to give you a few examples so you know how to start with this. And I also recommend that you look at situations in your life when you felt that something you didn't want to do or something that people said to you and it didn't feel right, like you didn't want to hear it because it's actually, it's not their business, it's about your life, it's about your personality, it's about your environment. But the people came and they talk and they crossing your boundary, but you were not aware that you have this boundary. What are the situations when you actually wanted to say no, when you wanted to say stop, you don't want to be in this situation anymore, but you stayed, you kept going with the situation because you didn't know how to say no, or you were not aware that this is your boundary that you don't want to actually cross? Because with these situations, you will find more boundaries that you were not aware of, but now that you're bringing awareness to it, you can put it on your list of boundaries. So I hope this episode was helpful for you and it will help you to get clear on your core values and on your boundaries and help you to protect your energy. As always, if you have any questions or any comments, you can send me a voice message in the link in the description, and I'm sending you much love.